Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Sometimes when we're faced with a really tough problem, we just don't know what to do. No friends are around to help either. Things just seem hopeless. But we're seeing on Morning Prayer this week that good results are possible, even in situations that seem impossible. Here's another example from the Bible. The prophet Elijah was in dire straits. He'd upset the queen, and she sent her army out to hunt him down and kill him. He didn't have any friends he could turn to for help, so he ran for his life. He finally decided there was no reason to go on. He felt that his work hadn't been all that effective, and that prospects for the future sure didn't look good. So he asked God to just let him die. But that power of good we associate with God had other ideas. Elijah suddenly saw the mountain he was on engulfed in a tremendous wind. That was followed by an earthquake, and then a fire. But, unhurt by all of those, Elijah discovered that they really didn't have any power over him, and that the queen and her army didn't either. What did have power was the still, small voice of God that came and told him everything was going to be okay, and that, in fact, Elijah still had lots of colleagues. And that turned out to be true. With this renewed conviction of the power of good that's always at hand, Elijah went on to accomplish much more. May we see that same power of good freeing us from impossible situations, too. Amen.